This is a group processing demonstration by L. Ron Hubbard, given on the 13th of November, 1953. Its title is Group Processing After Afternoon Lecture. This tape is 59 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions. Please note, this tape ends abruptly, as did the original master recording.
All right, this process is the last reels of tape after the afternoon lecture and some group processing on this Friday, November 13th. Friday the 13th. Boy, that's unlucky enough for something dreadful to happen to somebody here. Now, the process which I'm going to give you is a process which you yourself should practice with. Now, there are lots of processes that you could use on yourself. I don't advocate that you use any of them except this one. I know this one doesn't do too many horrible things to people, and it is the kind of processing and practicing which you ought to do. The fact of the matter is, this is a little bit too slow a process for anyone to do at great length in an auditing room. It's kind of slow because it doesn't really markedly pick up great results. But this process is something that a person does, and if he doesn't just build in a circuit to do it, you see, but if he remembers that he himself is supposed to do it, why, he will blast out practically every circuit he's got. So without running into huge gaps of forgetfulness. The other processes I've been giving you are tough. So let's take this one. We've had this one before, but not to the extent I'm going to give it to you today. I didn't want you to be working this process on each other very much, since I haven't even fooled around with giving it to you. All right. Had too many other things to learn. See that lamp up there? That lamp up there? Make it sneer at you. Anybody has any difficulty with that? Be exteriorized if you like. And if you have any difficulty making it sneer at you real good, take one polka dot and have it sneer at the rest of the polka dots. All right, I have a sneer at you again. Now, you sneer at it. Ooh, boy, we really have brought this class up. You sneer at it. Ridicule it. Always have it ridicule you. Have it ridicule you, sir. Going, yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, let's have it ridicule you real good for being interested in yourself. Get how self-complacent it is. Get how self-complacent it is about itself and ridiculing you about being interested in yourself. And now, get it ridiculing you because you're interested in others. Now you ridicule it for being so self-sufficient. Ridicule it for being interested in others. Now put the emotion of great kindness and humility into it. Kindness and humility. We got that. Kindness and humility, and you ridicule it at the same time. All right. Now get you with the emotion of kindness and humility while it ridicules you for having it. Okay. Now let's make that lamp feel very conservative now. Now that it's done its job, let's make it feel conservative. Make it feel real conservative. I have it feel bored. I have it feel real bored. I have it feel bored with you. Real bored with you. All right. always make the pre-clear sick by having them match terminal boarded. And somebody else. Because it says there's nothing there, you see. I had a real bored with you. Real bored. I had to ignore you utterly and not look at you. Ignore you entirely, not look at you at all. I have it begin to clamor for attention with great enthusiasm. Clamor for attention. You get the idea of ignoring it. Idea of ignoring it while it's still clamoring for attention. Get the enthusiasm coming out of it. I have it get angry. I have it hate you. I have it hate you real good. And have it hate you for being good. Sort of a demon. Have it hate you for being good. I get a feeling of disgust with it for only being a lamp. Look how stupid it is for only being a lamp. And have it go into apathy. Real apathetic. Because you're so disgusted with it. Now feel in yourself fear of it because it's so apathetic. That's a big bridge, that one. Fear of it because it's so apathetic. Fear it'll do something to you because it's so apathetic. Knowing it has nothing good in mind by being that apathetic. All right, feel some ridicule of it. I'll put fear toward it. I'll put ridicule to it. Fear toward it. Ridicule toward 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 it. Who's had a lock pop up, by the way, of being a little kid? All right. I'll show you how to get one up. Have it feel afraid of you. Have it ridicule you. Have it feel afraid of you. I have it ridicule you. I have it feel afraid of you. And I'll have it ridicule you. Feel afraid of you. And ridicule you. Now I have it get angry. Put the emotion of anger in it now and feel the emotion back. The emotion of anger in it, feel the emotion back. The emotion of hate in it now, feel the emotion front. Put it in there good enough now so it's kind of sickening as it comes back. Now put the emotion of no sympathy in it. Feel that way. No sympathy. Feel that way. Put the emotion of resentment. I have to be enthusiastic again. I have to get real enthusiastic. Now you quash it with conservatism. Or quash it with boredom while it's enthusiastic. Who put a dog in that thing so it'd be enthusiastic? Yeah. Okay. Now, let's just put just a no emotion in it. Just messed. And take two upward corners of the room. And let's put some effort in them. Two upper corners of the room now, forward upper corners of the room, and put some effort in them. Get the strain in them. Get them straining the opposite direction now. Now put some strain in yourself toward them and have them be just missed. Put some strain in yourself toward them. I have them think of something. Have them be puzzled. Have them think of something. Now I have them, having thought up something, put some effort out. And put some effort out, no? I have them just be dumb, stupid, stubborn, messed, while you try to put some effort toward it. Get how real stupid that they are, while you put effort toward it. I get you feeling afraid of them. I get you feeling very fearful of them snapping at you. I feel a great deal of caution about them. I have both those corners feel crazy. Have them both trying to restrain crazy emotions. I get you trying to restrain their crazy emotions. Get them up there. Get you trying to restrain their crazy emotions. I got to be a just dumb, stupid mess while you try to restrain their crazy emotions. I have them feel drunk. I have them feel real drunk. I have them feel like they'd like to have a drink. I have nervously saying they've got to have a drink. You get the emotion of them, the franticness, the frantic desire for a drink. I have them feel lonely and abandoned. I have them feel desolate. Abandoned, desolate. And be cantankerous because they just waked up. I have them feel vicious, a toward you so that you can feel the viciousness from it. And I promise you, as though they were concealing spiders, I promise you that no good's going to come to you. They're concealing spiders. Now put the superior emotion in them that they feel more beautiful than you. And be very superior to you because they're more beautiful. Now you feel superior to them because you are much more beautiful. I'll get contempt toward them because you made them. And get them feeling righteously possessed of self-determinism in spite of that. Have them feel contempt toward you. Those two upper corners feel apathy, so you can feel it back. Grief, so that you can feel it back. Fear, so that you can feel it back. Anger, so that you can feel it back. Antagonism. Boredom. Enthusiasm. Have them feel serene. Put a sexual sensation in them so that you can feel it back. Put affection in them for you. Lots of affection in them for you. Now, pick an object outside or inside over to the right. Outside or inside over to the right. The right. I don't care how far you have to go. And feel toward it serenity. Enthusiasm. Conservatism. boredom. Antagonism. Anger. Ridicule. Resentment. Fear. Grief. Apathy. Protectiveness. Ownership. Hidingness. Apathy. Anger. Enthusiasm. Okay, pick out some place, thou sub-object, over to the left and out into the street as far as you like. The bigger object, the better. Okay, how far over to the left? The bigger the object, the better. Put the emotion of enthusiasm in it. Now put the emotion of affection in it so that you can feel it back. Conservatism. Ridicule. Ridiculing you. Boredom. Affection. Ridicule. Antagonism. Affection. Ridicule. Anger. Hate. Affection. Hate. Sexual stimulus. Ridicule. Fear. Resentment. Affection. Fear. Ridicule. Grief. Affection.
grief, ridicule. Affection, apathy, ownership toward you, proprietoriness, protection of you. Nostalgia about you. Sorrow about you. Apathy. Anger. Enthusiasm. Now, get the emotion out of it, how dependable it is. How it knows you're there. How predictable it is. How pleasant it is. I'll get it as though it's been an anchor point all your life. Get the nostalgia of it, this anchor point all your life. And how dependable it is. How it doesn't know you're there at all. How it considers you a dangerous influence. Get toward it now. A feeling of enthusiasm. Of anger. Apathy. Now get how necessary it is to your communication systems. Get how much you have to depend on it. Get how unpredictable it is. Get how actual you don't want it to be. I got how you didn't put it there. Get how you can't do anything about it.
This group processing demonstration is continued on side two of this cassette.
And how you put it there. But you are putting it there. But you must do something about it. It's unnecessary to do anything. Look at how stable it is. Okay. Get that real good? You're getting better at it.
I'm surprised myself. I'm surprised myself.
Getting better at this? Good. Why does it make you feel?
It's kind of funny to have that doing it.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? How's it going with you, Jane?
Fine.
All right. Now let's put ridicule in all the walls of this room, directed solely at you. I get confidence directed solely at your body. Ridicule directed at your body. Confidence directed at you. You have the feeling of confidence toward these walls. Ridicule toward these walls. Confidence toward these walls. Affection toward these walls. Desire toward these walls. Curiosity toward them. The walls feeling curiosity toward you. Have the eyes, the wall full of eyes examining you minutely. And you with lots of eyes examining them minutely. And the walls refusing to be examined. And the walls full of eyes and refusing to examine you. Get them as just walls, stubborn, just walls. Now get them getting you as just material, just matter. Their regard for you, just matter. Get their boredom with you because you're just matter. Now their contempt for you because you aren't there. And they're ridiculed for you because you don't have any sexual sensation for them. They're disgust with you for being unclean. For you being unclean. And they're disgust with you because you aren't ashamed. And they're disgust with you because you won't be examined. With you as a Thetan, because you won't be examined. and their desire for you. Their affection for you. Their hatred of you. Their complete independence of you and anything you do. Their complete indestructibility. How actual they are. You, how actual the walls are. How dependable they are. How furiously they're moving. How solid they are. How elusive they are. How actual they are. How elusive they are. How solid they are. How they're all illusion, just illusion, nothing but. How they're composed entirely of nothingness. How something they are. How safe they are. How reliable they are as barriers. How nothingness they are. How God made them. How nice it is of God. Get the walls thinking how nice it is of you to have made them. Get them being afraid of you. Get them trying to withdraw from you while you refuse to let them. Get the idea of putting them there. Of putting them there. Of putting them there. Of making them disappear. Of putting them there. How actual they are. How elusive they are. How actual they are. How they're nothing but illusion. How much they love you for having made them. How they'd like to see you but can't. How beautifully, sadly pathetic they are. How they represent all the work of the past which you must bow down to. How they're all saying, remember the elder gods. How they're saying, you must defend them because of the elder gods. And that you thinking toward them reverently, what a sacred trust it is holding them there because of the elder gods. Get the idea of God all around outside the walls holding them there. Get him having a little bit of trouble. Now get God all around the outside of the walls being impatient about putting them back each time. getting being defiant about putting them back in time. Getting being threatening about putting them back in time. Getting hopeless about putting them back this time. Getting them being hateful about it. Getting trying to get through the walls to get at you. Get how nice it is of the walls to stay there. Get him sniffing around the windows. Get him occupying all the space of the entire universe except this room. Get him being superiorly serene about occupying it. Being enthusiastic about occupying it. Get him being very proprietary, how he owns it all. Getting being insistent it doesn't exist, so you won't get it. Getting being very affectionate and loving, although he owns it all. Getting being bored with owning it all. And being anxious. Getting hiding. All the space of the universe except this room, getting hiding in it. Getting lurking. Getting lurking, hopeful for wrongdoers. Get him certain you'll all come to no good end because of what you're doing. Get him lighting some fires, getting ready for you. Get him deputizing others to square it up. Get him being enthusiastic about the preparatory doom, preparing doom. Get him off someplace, picking his teeth with a lightning bolt. Get the lightning bolt blowing him up. Now get your ownership of all the space of the universe, including this room. Get your refusal to occupy it. Your insistence that you must occupy it. Get your feeling of anxiety throughout the entire universe. Get your feeling of serenity throughout the entire universe. Get your feeling of unconsciousness throughout the entire universe. Get God's feeling of unconsciousness throughout the entire universe. Get your necessity to believe in God throughout the entire universe. God's necessity to believe in you throughout the entire universe. The emotion of enthusiasm throughout the entire universe. Of boredom. Get it being afraid to think. Let's see how many can get it all blue. Now green. Now purple. magenta. Now pistachio. Now orange. Now get how all the noise of the universe is picked on you for randomity. Now be all the noise in the universe trying to find you to pick on you with surprises. Okay. Now reach for present time. Withdraw from present time. Reach for present time. Withdraw from present time. Reach for present time. Withdraw from present time. If present time reaching for you, withdrawing from you, reaching for you, withdrawing from you. You reaching for present time, withdrawing from present time, reaching for present time, withdrawing from present time, reaching for some mist in present time, withdrawing from some mist, reaching, withdrawing. Get the mist reaching for you, withdrawing from you, reaching for you, withdrawing from you. Get you reaching while it withdraws. Get you withdrawing while it reaches. Get you withdrawing as it withdraws. Get it reaching as you reach. Get you reaching for present time. Withdrawing from present time. Reaching for present time. Withdrawing from present time. Reaching for present time, withdrawing from present time. Look up to the front of the room and get the lamp trying to make you understand. Get the sincerity of it as it's trying to make you understand. Look at how stupid this makes you. Trying to make you understand. Insisting you understand. Getting frantic because you can't understand. Get it being insulting because you don't understand. Get being real mean about it. I get it being pleasantly benign, even though you're stupid. Get it making you an effect. Get it insisting you understand. Getting it being very harassed because you don't understand. Get it refusing to make any further effort to make you understand. Get it giving you up as a bad job. Get it reassuring you that there's some hope for you later, maybe. In hell, probably. Get it shrugging you off. Get it being very sincere to you now. Get the lamp being very enlightened. Get it being drunk. I get you trying to make it understand. Get you bombarding it with words. Get fire hoses up there and bombard it with words. Get how each one of these words is like a symbol bullet. Bombarded. Get how impervious it is to this bombardment. I get you trying to make it understand and get it feeling stupid. Get you insisting it understand. Get it getting apathetic. Get you being frantic about it understanding. Get it being superior. Get you being apathetic about making it understand anything and get it being triumphant. Get you being vastly superior to it while it's being vastly superior to you. Get you being the only one that can make it understand. Get it being the only one who can understand you. Get it refusing to admit you need understanding. Get it being very superior while you feel stupid. Get it being baffled by what you're trying to make it understand. Get how clear you are and how baffled it is. Now get how clear it is and how baffled you are. I get the deep significance of a lamp. And get it getting the deep significance of you. I get it laughing at you. Get it ridiculing you. Get it reassuring you. Get you reassuring it. Get you making it into just mist and making it be good. Get it feeling treacherous as you do it. I get how indestructible the material in it is. I get how destructive you are. I get it sighing. Now get it yawning. I get it being just a lamp. Get how apathetic this is. Now get it wanting romance. Get a courting sort of coyness in it. Get it feeling very flirtatious. I get it feeling sexually excited. I get it selecting you out for its randomity. Okay. Now mock up the lamp and blow it up. Mock it up and blow it up. Now duplicate it. Now duplicate it again and turn the light on. Now duplicate it again and turn the light on. Now blow up all the duplicates. Reach forward where you are theta-wise and pat it for being a good lamp. Get the beautiful nostalgia of the entire environment. Put it in, get it back out. And get the beautiful sadness in the entire environment. get the entire environment feeling filthy and feeling not worthy of you. Get the entire environment feeling bored by you. And the entire environment being sure that you can have no effect upon it. I get it being frightened of you because you might have an effect on it. I get it being solidly resisting you because you might have an effect on it. I get it being very stable, being very conservative. Now get it not there. Now get it being there. Now not being there. Now being there. Now not being there. Now being there. Now not being there. Get it all turning blue. And get it not being there. Get it being there. And get how stable it is. And get the direction from you of four objects. And get how nice it is that those objects locate you. Get how very nice and indulgent it is for those objects to locate you. I get how superior they feel because they've located you. I mock up four of your own. They locate you much better. I get them feeling contemptuous of you. I get how you're not there in these four. And get you feeling contemptuous of the far. Get you feeling simply proprietary toward the far. Get you being able to put up four with complete elan. Now blow them up. And put four more there. Get a feeling of confidence toward these four. Now of ridicule, now of inattention, now a very watchful attention toward these four so they don't slip. Now of inattention, now of watchful attention, now of inattention. Now put the four back up and polish them up real good and blow them up. Now put the four up again. And get how vitally necessary they are, and blow them up. Now put up four, and get the feeling like it's taken you years to get them up, and that you'll never be able to do it again, and then blow them up.